Right, well now this is a first. Never done this before, but how exciting is this on the internet? Okay, there you go.
Welcome to I've Got Aux on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Today we are doing a 21 Pilots double episode special.
Part two.
This is part two. The first episode, we've got our guest host Madison Asher here.
Hello.
And we did Taxi Cab, and the song I followed up with was Migraine. So we covered two of 21 Pilots' first couple albums, and now we are leading into Bella's track. So Bella, if you want to introduce that.
So I chose My Blood from Trench, and I think Trench is special to me because it was probably the most I was like involved. Because before that, 21 Pilots was like my little like secret, like, you know, and I would like listen to it on like the Alexa, but like turn down and just like listen to it like with my ear next to it. I don't know why I was like trying to hide, because I was at that point where like my sisters would like it. I'd be like, why do you copy everything I do? Like it was like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but Trench was, it, let's just say it became a family endeavor. And so, I mean, I'll save some of that for
later. Family affair.
Yeah, you could say that. So I chose My Blood from Trench, and yeah, this is it. 21 Pilots.
When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall. I'll grab my light and go with you. I'll 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 go with you. Surrounded and up against the wall, I'll shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend. I'll grab my back and go with you.
Back to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. This is I've Got Aux. I'm Gavin. We got Bella, Allie, and our special guest, Madison, and that was Bella's song.
True. My Blood by 21 Pilots.
True.
It low-key made me emotional. I was like thinking about like my life.
That
eight.
Heard that.
Really?
That eight. I really enjoyed that
The
one.
The first thing I have to do, before I forget, I have to shout out my little sisters.
Shout out.
Gabby and Rosa, because they've been begging to do a 21 Pilots episode.
Get them on the
and
pod.
If they were here, I'd totally put them on. They're so cool. I love them. And I know they're listening, so I love you guys. I'm happy we finally did a 21 Pilots episode. And my mom, because props to her, because she was like, sometimes I would be embarrassed, but she got so into 21 Pilots, and it was honestly like so wholesome. And I love her as well. Anyways, so that's my song, My Blood. And it's, I love it because it's not completely like devoid of like the original 21 Pilots sound, but like, the production of it is just like, this is the song that scratched the itch in my brain. Mm-hmm. And it's so like, oh, like it sounds so like, I remember driving to the concert we went to in Tampa, and I'll get to this more in a second, but like we were playing this, we were crossing over like this bridge, I don't even know, and I was like, this is awesome. Like it's such a like feel good song, and it also has like that nice message. I mean, Madison was talking about the music video, which was like a little like traumatizing, but but like this thing about like, I mean, the way I interpret it is just like the people you care about and like having a family bond with people who aren't even really family. And so people say it's about like his brother Zach. Some people say it's like adjacent to Tear My Heart like type thing, but mm-hmm. It's such a feel-good song, like I'll always be there. It's just plain simple.
In a very familial way. Like, it's not just like a love song.
Like, you're
song.
My blood. But I don't think it has to be family, which, sure. I don't know. It's such a good song.
Yeah. It's almost like my tribe kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a connection there.
Yeah, and I'll be there for you, like, no matter what.
Even, like, beyond just, like, I'll be there, like, I'll go with you into, like,
exactly. I'll be with you. Yeah, exactly.
Dare I say it's Christ-like.
Dare I say, 21 Pilots is Christ-like.
I mean, they are
Christ-like like, and intentional.
They are still like. I follow. Well, back in the day, I followed like their whole family because I'm a creep. Like, no, I don't have anyone else to say. And I'm still following Maddie Brett, which is his sister. And they're still like, they're still very, and like, whatever you believe, but they're still like, they're still Christians and they still have like this message. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
I didn't know that.
And they still, he lives in Columbus with his wife, Tyler does. And like all their family live around there. I'm not sure where Josh and Debbie
I think they
live.
They
also
live
in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
I mean like, and they, like I kind of respect that. Like he wanted to stay with his family and like, I don't know. I just, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It is kind of cool. Sick because their music seemed very sincere, but then there's a lot of artists who will put out songs and it's like, you know, family's everything to me.
Yeah.
And then they live in LA.
Yeah,
and
it's
they're
like,
soulless and void of any meaning.
Reminds me of Lainey's Cowboy album.
Yes,
oh, yeah, true.
Wait, good connection. Lainey is a perfect example.
Yeah, they're just like, guys, I want to get back to my hometown roots, but like cowboy in LA. Like,
and Tyler Jones is like, I have millions of dollars. I'm gonna live in Ohio because that's where my
also
family
just
is.
Smart financial decision. You can get a nice house in Ohio.
They have such a nice house.
I think. Hippocampus did the same thing. I think they're all in Minnesota. They're somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think they're from Minnesota, yeah.
Okay, so I think they all went back, and I'm sure, like, a lot of artists, they go and they record in the major cities, but... Mm-hmm.
Which, do what you want.
Right.
But, like, there's something to be said
there
about,
is,
like,
especially when it aligns with sort of their message or just their vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's very cool to see that. Also, sometimes these things don't age well, and I think that they're a unique exception of, like, a group of people who, whether or not you like their discography as it goes forward, like, you respect them. Like, you kind of just have to tip your hat to 21 Pilots.
Something else they say in Smithereens, he says, they think it's messed up to sell out for your girl. And I remember hearing that. Okay, first of all, I just, like, that's so honest. Like, because part of what, like, he's kind of admitting what he's doing, like, you know, it's okay to want to make money for your family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which in turn just kind of like does the, like, you're not like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you're not selling out at that point because you're just being so honest.
Right.
Like, you're just, you're making what you like. And I'm like, oh, like there's like, both of you guys said, like, there's the just this vulnerability and like just pure honesty, which I think is what draws people to them.
Yeah.
Like, but
there's something very endearing about how much they both seem to, again, I'm saying this like I know them, but about how much they both seem to appreciate their wives and their family.
Yes, for sure.
The fact that there was a song that Tyler would make about Jenna on every album, and they're still together, they're still having kids. I think she's pregnant
right
now.
Yeah, she is with their third.
And
if you're listening, Tyler, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Come here, please. Be on
we'll
our
drive
show.
To you.
No, literally.
I always found that very sweet.
Yeah. I think I remember watching the live stream where they announced that she was pregnant the first time, like at a concert. Like he brought her on and he was like something like goofy, like there's three of us on the stage.
Oh. You know?
But it was like, and that's the other thing, their relationship with their fans is like so genuine.
Yeah, that is,
like,
a really good point.
And that is so hard to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like even as a musician, not that I am, but even if you want to like be like that, it's just so hard. And they just like, even like, you know, they have this whole thing about their loyalty to like the Columbus fans and stuff. It's like, I mean, good for you.
They just,
you know?
they when they announced the tour dates for this upcoming album, they had two shows in Columbus already and they just added a third one because they sold out.
Oh, really?
Like, that's epic. Like, that you're so connected and you remember where you came from.
Yeah.
You
know, you're not just, you know, uprooting and moving to LA like everyone else.
Right.
And forgetting your roots.
Your Columbus roots, but
yeah, Columbus.
When this came out, my mom picked us up from school for the concert. We had this van, this silver Ford. I don't even know what it is.
Transit,
so ugly.
Yeah.
Smelled like old food.
Oh, no.
And she picked us up for school for the concert. She's an artist. She's awesome. She gave me like 21 Pilots like art that she did for my birthday.
Monica
like she
Dix.
Would like Monica Dix
Instagram.
Underscore artist. Yeah, look that
pull
up.
That up.
Look that up. Look
Monica
that up.
Dix.
But
yeah.
She painted like the trench, like the vulture and everything on our van.
It was beautiful.
It was so cool. I'll show you guys
we'll
a picture later.
We'll have to post it on the I've Got Oxygen.
Wait, on the van?
On the van. She painted with yellow, like this vulture and like the like logo. East is up, like the logo.
To drive you guys to the concert.
To drive us to the concert. And she, I love her so much. But yeah, shout out to my
amazing.
Mom because she got so into 21 Pilots. Like she knew all the words and everything. Like,
Bella. Yeah. And pretty so much sick. In the same vein, I tried to color like 21 Pilots onto a pair of sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom made fun of me. And she was like, what are you doing? She's like, you're not going to like this band in like a month. And she was right. But I really, that's amazing.
I know.
Bella.
Oh
my gosh.
She was like, yeah. I don't know what. Sometimes sometimes I think like, I don't know if she just got into it. So like,
she could connect with
she
you.
She could connect because I was like evil at that point. Like, I'll admit it. I was literally evil. I was so mean. But
it's
like
anything to get to my daughter.
Yeah, but it was like, it was so nice. And she like, she did so much for us with that. She like bought yellow tape and we put it on all
yeah,
our
I was gonna say.
And everything. Like
all the little decorations you would do to go to the live shows.
Yes. Oh my gosh. What that's, good shows yeah. as well. Like,
but that's another thing. It's just like they're so involved with their fandom that they encourage that, you know?
Yeah.
And so you really feel like you're a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Something that was really cool. I forget. I've seen them twice, and I forget which show it was. But
lucky.
I remember, sitting at one of the shows, sitting next to this couple. They were probably in their mid 30s, maybe, and they had like 3 kids. And the oldest kid was probably like 15, 16. So my gut assumption was like, oh, they're just here to like for this kid. But then I struck up a conversation with them. And they're like, oh, no, we've been listening to this music. Like, this is kind of how we met. And we're still listening to this
wow.
music. Now our kids listen to this music. And when you go to their shows, there's like a lot of older people or like
yeah.
people who have stuck
yeah.
with their music for a long time.
Because the first album, 2009.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Gavin, you're last.
Oh, boy.
You've
right.
got the newest song,
the
right?
The newest song. Fresh off the press here, Overcompensate, off their upcoming album, Clancy.
Interesting.
Wait, is that what it's called?
Clancy?
Yep, it's called Clancy.
Right. See, Gavin knows all the lore. He knows all the lore of Trench and everything.
So
I don't know anything.
We don't. This is for the, you know, the subscribers when we have our special episode.
When we have our Patreon
yeah.
that doesn't exist.
We can't get into it, but there is lore that goes along with a lot of their music.
Yeah.
And I accidentally stumbled. So I listened to
he
it.
He knows
because,
all of it. Don't lie.
Bella listened to them, and I was like, I don't know who these people are. Beyond, you know, like the stuff that, you know, Blurry Face that was on the radio.
Right.
But I was like 2 years delayed from her obsession. So she had kind of gotten over them. And I fell into this YouTube rabbit hole of like,
it's
what
always
the
YouTube for you.
You know, hours and hours of dissecting music videos. And there's a whole overarching like narrative that goes through these albums for some of the songs. And he's created this whole story about it's kind of like this night, like, 1984 dystopian
yeah.
religious thing. And yeah, the main character's name is Clancy. So
cool.
I'm not going to get into it because it is really boring unless yeah. you care. But so that was kind of how I
cool.
found.
If you
cool.
even care.
Nobody even cares.
It'd probably go right over your head, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, play your song.
Yeah.
Gavin and I start fighting on air.
She walks out.
You guys are just a little too simple-minded.
You probably wouldn't get it. Demon don't control us.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you listen for it, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff for their music. So, but yeah, this is Overcompensate off their upcoming album, Clancy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. This is I've Got Ox, and that was Overcompensate by 21 Pilots off their upcoming album, Clancy. It's me, Gavin, got Bella, Allie, and Madison for today. And yeah, that was the song I picked. What do you guys think?
Thoughts? Because you have you either of you guys heard that?
I haven't.
I also have not. That was the first time I've listened to it.
I liked it.
It was...
There were moments where I was unsure, and I almost feel as though his voice was the weakest part for me. Like, I still liked it.
Yeah.
But I thought the production was really cool. Like, there were so many elements going on, and the word that kept coming to mind was just, like, adult. Like, it seems...
No, for sure.
It seems much more sophisticated than, like... And it's so cool that we each picked a song from a different era, because to kind of surmount to this is really interesting.
And so that's, like, the thing that I think that drew me to... 21 Pilots, because I never really, like, my brother played me some stuff off of Vessel, and to me it always seemed a little bit like, I don't even know how to say it. It was
whiny?
like whiny and kind of like, you know, the piano, the piano was kind of like,
if you're depressed, just be happy.
You know, it was
a
little
bit,
it was a little kitschy to me. But then, and then obviously I heard the stuff like, you know, what's the stuff that was on the radio?
Stressed out,
and that stuff, and that just got old, and I was like, this is boring. But then when I listened to Trench, I was like, this seems so like, crunchy and dirty, you know, like there's like this grit to it.
Yeah,
and so this is like the ultimate version of that to me, so I was like, I was down, I liked it.
I hated it at first,
so
it grew on me.
There were
like,
moments,
but it took weeks.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
Like
yeah.
when I went home for spring break, my little sisters love the song and they watch the music. They memorize the music video. They're like, flip. I'm like, what are you doing?
They're like, they have a routine.
It. I'm not even kidding. I'll show you the video later. But, and so kind of them liking it, I was like, I guess I have to.
Yeah.
But like the more I listened to it, like it kind of grew on me a little bit.
And I don't know if you noticed it in the beginning, he says like, welcome back to Trent.
Yeah, that was, like, I heard that. I was like, oh like, my gosh.
Literal goosebumps.
And the yellow tape grows on my arm.
And it's, I think it's
the
great.
Black face paint.
Oh my gosh. And it's a great like correction, I think, from Scaled and Icy, which was a little bit like poppy and like.
Yeah.
I feel like it just didn't land.
I think Scaled and Icy was a flop for them.
Who's getting Outlook email?
Yeah. No, actually.
But the thing is, if you really get into the lore, that's on purpose because if they're being controlled.
That is true.
Oh, it's.
Wait, what? Is that for real?
They get controlled by
they're
the
controlled.
Government and then they like.
Is
put
that
out
for
this,
real?
It's
yes,
supposed to be like
that's
propaganda.
Funny. I'm going to start saying that anytime I make a poor decision. I'm going to be like, guys, no, it's part of my lore.
That is one critique of that album that people have said. It's like it's their way of appealing to people who wouldn't like their sincere music otherwise.
Oh,
so
oh
it's
my
like,
gosh, wait, so they're
people, people who like just pop whatever. It's like very easy listening. You can just listen to it, whatever.
Yeah.
But then to their, you know, tried and true fans, it's like, well, we're being controlled. So this is
oh
this
wait
is,
they're so funny. Sorry, honestly.
It's the label.
I was just like they had a flop. Like,
but now people are saying they're overcompensating
also,
for that album.
Also, not to be the cynic, but like, are we just saying that because we had a flop? Like, I just feel like couldn't we just reframe the story to fit whatever?
Yeah,
but I also don't know all of the. I don't know all of the lore.
I also do feel like,
and
they
I
want to
believe
that,
it.
You know?
I want to believe what y'all are saying.
And I don't know how much of it is like fan speculation versus like official, like,
right.
you know, how
what
much of it is canon.
So. Right.
How much of it is canon
guys,
lore?
I'm just playing devil's advocate right now.
Guys, Joe Rogan.
Taylor Swift fans can speculate? You've never met a 21 Pilots.
You've never met a 21 Pilots.
They'll be like, oh, and it's 22, and she released it on the day. And then it'll be like, Tyler Joseph was born next to a field with a particular type of grass.
Taylor...
was a pen in the room he was born, and added to the pen.
is Taylor Swift sending you on, like, internet, like, scavenger hunts to find, like, lore and stuff?
The Twitter internet scavenger hunt that was Trench and Blurry Face.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I was on Twitter 24/7.
Yeah,
like
the fan accounts were insane.
The eye opening.
Stop. Like,
oh man,
if you know, you know.
But yeah. So if we've struck a chord with our listeners and now you're interested, go listen to 21 Pilots.
Yeah, and maybe give them a chance. I feel you know, I as much as anyone, like things become ironic and funny, and it's defense. You know, we do that as a defense.
And
But it's this served a
purpose
for all of us at some point, and maybe it, as we've seen, it still does.
And dare I say, we're overcompensating for a phase that we had by dogging on it. But I think if we're like true to ourselves, we still enjoy this music.
They are a perfect example of like a genuine artists.
Yes,
I agree.
Oh man! Well, thanks for coming on with us, Madison,
and
for
having
through this and helping. Yeah,
this was fun. Thank you, guys.
All right, you've been listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I've got Ox. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.